Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, we're diving deep into this whole Denzel and Diddy thing. And let's be real, it's got that Hollywood drama we all secretly crave, right? A little juicier than our usual deep dives. So get ready.
Buckle up. Right.
Exactly. So Diddy, or Sean Combs, been in the headlines lately, all these legal issues, and it's got everyone digging into his past.
Yeah, which honestly is how we end up down these rabbit holes in the first place, right?
Totally. And this time it's led us to 2003, a late night party at Diddy's, A-listers everywhere, champagne probably flowing like you wouldn't believe.
The works.
Exactly. And who's right there in the mix? Denzel Washington and his wife, Pauletta.
See, this is what gets me, because at that time, Denzel and Diddy weren't exactly strangers. Early 2000s, they're seen as friendly, running in the same circles, so this wasn't some random beef that just boiled over.
That's what makes it so interesting, right? Like, what happened? Well, according to witnesses, things got heated. Denzel starts confronting Diddy, directly challenging his behavior, and it got loud. People definitely noticed.
That's the thing. Those kind of public confrontations, super rare in Hollywood, especially among the elite. Image control is everything. So that just makes you think, what on earth could have pushed Denzel to that point?
Right. And it gets more intense. The sources we've got, they all mention this one line, word for word, that Denzel throws at Diddy. You don't respect anyone.
Heavy stuff, right? Like, was this building all night? Was it just one thing?
It's really hard to say for sure, but just looking at how it all went down, it does seem like something snapped in Denzel, like he just hit his limit. And the fact that he and Pauletta, they both up and leave right after that. Statement made. You know, you might be thinking, okay, one party, so what? But this is where it gets really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because suddenly, it's not just about one night. It kind of makes you look at Diddy's parties, the ones that were legendary, in a whole new light, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. It makes you wonder, right?
Right. We've all heard about them, the yacht parties in St. Tropez, champagne flowing like crazy, every A-lister you can imagine.
Makes you wonder what it took to get an invite, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what was the price of entry to that inner circle? What went down behind closed doors that we never got to see?
Well, we gotta remember, this 2003 party, this was way before all of Diddy's recent legal troubles, so.
True, but you can't help but see a connection, right?
Yeah, it's hard to ignore, that's for sure. Especially when you look at what's come out recently, the allegations. They paint a pretty disturbing picture.
So we're talking more than just rumors.
Right. We're talking multiple sources, some anonymous, some going public, accusations of these parties turning into what some are calling freak-offs. Basically, gatherings fueled by drugs, potential misconduct, the whole nine yards.
Wow. And these allegations, they led to some serious consequences, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Lawsuits, bad press, You name it, Diddy's been dealing with it.
And when you put it like that, that 2003 blow up with Denzel, it doesn't feel so isolated anymore.
It really makes you think, right?
It does. Like that saying, there's no smoke without fire.
Yeah.
Maybe Denzel, with that strong moral compass everyone talks about, maybe he sensed something wasn't right.
It's possible.
Like he saw something in Diddy's behavior and the whole vibe of that party that hinted at something darker going on beneath the surface. I mean, you got to admit, Denzel and Diddy, they've got such different public images, right?
Night and day, almost.
Denzel's the guy. Serious roles, that commanding presence, you know?
Right.
It's like he walks around with this air of moral authority.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Diddy, he's always been the flashy one, life of the party, hip-hop mogul, never shying away from a little controversy.
And that difference becomes even more interesting when you remember how Denzel reacted that night and the advice he's given other actors.
So you're talking about Brandon T. Jackson, right?
Yeah, exactly. He talked about how Denzel warned him about those Hollywood parties, told him to leave early before the devil gets there.
It's kind of spooky when you think about it.
It is. But it shows you how seriously Denzel takes that whole idea of right and wrong. Like he's got this strong moral code and he sticks to it, even in Hollywood, where those lines can get blurry.
Do you think that's what was going on that night at Diddy's? Like Denzel saw something he just couldn't let slide.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, right? It's like he picked up on something in the atmosphere, in Diddy's behavior, something that went against everything he believes in.
A clash of values, maybe?
Could be. This fundamental difference in how they see the world, their place in it.
That's what gets me about this whole story. You've got these two incredibly successful guys, but they seem like total opposites.
Yeah.
And then this one party, this confrontation, it's like this little glimpse into all that's going on beneath the surface in Hollywood.
Exactly. We see the red carpets, the awards, the perfect pictures on Instagram. But how much of that is real and how much is just for show? It makes you think.
It really does. And it reminds you there's always more to the story than we see on the surface. Sometimes you just got to dig a little deeper to find the truth.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.